I love my camera. I have a backpack and I carry it with me everywhere I go. I adore that thing.
This is Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. I'm Justin Lewis. Today's show features photographer Tommy Stewart. Tommy and I talk about when and how he first became interested in picture taking, what caused him to take a break from photography, and his interests moving forward. I talked with Tommy at his place. In our quest to find a good spot to chat, we walked past the living room. It, unsurprisingly, and as it well should, was decorated by a few of his photographs. The pictures were of flowers.
And these are the ones I used at my art show.
He told me that while the show was on display, he was stopped by regularly, and with his self-deprecating sense of humor and a laugh, said he,
"Degrade myself completely as an artist as I stood there looking at my art."
We found the perfect place to talk. Tommy has labeled it.
It's an art room.
He went on to describe it
as a space for studio space when I shoot products and shoot people, if I want to ever do studio shots.
The room also contained other art materials.
And for her, she has a giant easel that houses her canvas to paint on, or whatever it is she's painting on.
The her reference is Grace Yoakum. You may remember Grace from season one. In fact, Tommy was referenced in her episode. Tommy Stewart, a talented photographer, and your beau, who is getting some pictures here today as we talk. Same couple, different location this time around. I asked Tommy if the episode when he took pictures of Grace and me was the only podcast interview he had in his portfolio.
Yeah, I can say. Unless there was a podcast happening that I wasn't aware of somewhere around.
Like many folks who are artistically inclined, Tommy's interest developed when he was young.
I've had a camera in my hand since I was a child, literally a child. I was nine when I got this old video camera. And
he may have started with a video camera, but from the beginning was fascinated by light. He recalled a scene he set up with his friends. It included
a really creepy room, and the light would be pouring through it. I remember this specifically, and I just set the camera down on the ground, and I rolled a basketball across the floor. And I just remember thinking it was beautiful. It was creepy, and all my friends were like, "Why did you do that?" But, I just thought, wow, that was really pretty.
Tommy continued to progress, and photography started to consume him. He spent much of his time out in nature taking photos.
I grew up in farmland, so I would just go walk around the 5-mile radius of my house with creeks and whatever it is and take pictures.
He would also
read books in algebra class about photography.
But having so much energy poured into his camera left him feeling on the outside, looking in.
It got in between me and me living my life. I'd rather capture the thing than experience the thing. I wasn't participating the way I wanted to. It's like when you're sitting on the side and watching people dance and not dancing, just so you can observe it or capture it. I wouldn't participate in the in life.
And because of that, Tommy took extraordinary measures to find that sense of participation.
4 or 5 years, I put the camera away, and I worked on farms in California. I did a full year of volunteer service in a government-run volunteer program where we worked for Habitat for Humanity and the Red Cross and all of these different things. And I had worked, you know, doing different things, just and it took up my time, and I saved money over time, and I thought about what I really wanted to do, and I spent, it's going to sound strange, but I spent time about 5 to 8 months in solitude, just on a mountain in like this little hut. And I got time to, looking over a property, and I got a lot of time to observe myself. There's a lot of time for introspection, and I was thinking about what it is that I'm looking at when I'm looking at the world and when I'm participating with it, I'm still observing it, you know, I'm still learning from it constantly. So what is it, the thing that I'm seeing when I look at it? And it was light. You know, I've been a musician, I've tried different art, but it's always come back to light itself. You know, photography enables me to study it artistically, which is awesome. I'm really grateful for it, but I think I was just able to do that. It brought me back to it. I could see it, and I think I was ready to capture it again.
Light. One of the first things that drew Tommy to photography was calling him back.
It is the only thing in photography. It is photography is the manipulation of light.
Tommy sort of talks like someone who isolates himself. I mean, he does kind of have a history of that type of behavior, being that he felt like he was sitting on the sidelines, and he actually spent months literally all by himself. But at this point in his career, things are different.
I like to work with teams and collaborate with other artists.
Tommy said that when collaboration happens, you may come up with ideas that otherwise
you never would have thought of without somebody coming up to you and sitting down with them and spitballing ideas. As a photographer, you have an opportunity to work with people of nearly any medium, artists, bands, designers, whatever it is. You can, the added element of photography has never hurt anything.
Yeah. He's right. Photography can be included in just about every medium. One of Tommy's current favorites?
The town's bands. They're a lot of fun to work with because they are just as eager to get the product as I am, because this is to represent them as artists, and I want to represent myself as an artist using this collaboration.
Tommy went on to tell a story about a very successful collaboration.
When I work with Posh Magazine, there are a lot of interior designers that meet me on the set or have a space prepared for me. And I've been really lucky to work with really, really talented interior designers. And one time it was this beautiful, it was Blair Rye Designs is the name of the company. Blair Rye, he makes tables in his barn. And I was shooting his work. And there was this beautiful white table that he had made, and his mother-in-law had designed what goes on top of the table, and they put it under this tree, and there was a field in the background. But an hour or so earlier, however earlier it was, they started a fire, so the smoke filled the air around it, and it was dusk, so the smoke filled the air and turned everything, it was dreamlike. So the elements were perfect, they were lined up for what I needed it to be, and it made the cover because of it. You know, I just was able to capture what was there, and it turned out beautifully.
I asked him about getting just the right shot and what feeling was most associated with it.
Relief. a lot of my favorite projects that I do are collaborations. So it has a purpose. I'm doing it for a layout for a magazine or a band or a cover of whatever it is that I'm doing. And you have all that, you plan all this stuff in your head, you plan it on paper, you know, you do templates and sometimes, you know, sometimes you see the subject for the first time, when you get there, you have no part in the production value. But no matter what, that relief is, I guess, is what I would say first comes to mind, because there is all that planning, and I don't want to say it's stressful innately. You create the stress, but there is a lot of thought put into it, and so when you get it, and even when it's not what you expected it to be, it is relieving. And sometimes that moment doesn't happen until 2 weeks later, when you're looking at the pictures for the 500th time, you think, that's a good one. I can use that one.
Tommy shared a what is now humorous story about being concerned he was not going to find the relief of getting just the right shot. He arrived at a shoot only to realize that he had
lost my camera charger, mm-hmm. like the battery charger. Mm-hmm. And so I was running low on battery the whole shoot. And mm-hmm. That was my struggle. It wasn't with light. It was with the battery that mm-hmm. I had to beat that time frame. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know when it was going to clock out. And I just shot and shot and shot and got as many. And I was running all over the place. Mm-hmm. And again, it worked in my favor because I knew I was done when the camera died.
He ended up getting the shot he needed. And he has a good story to go along with it. Good stories are ultimately what Tommy strives for by using light on objects. Tommy continues to find new venues to do this, and his ultimate goal is one that he developed many years ago.
And that's, I said that from a young age. My goal, even in middle school, I would say I want to end up on the cover of the National Geographic one day. And that still, I guess, is my goal, sort of, in a lot of ways. I want to go out and I want to explore the world and I want to explore light and how it behaves in different environments and cultures and the colors people use here and there.
And hopefully he will remember to bring his camera charger. Tommy may be talented and work hard at his craft, but I wanted to know if he thought he was superior to teenage amateurs when it came to the most important type of photograph, the selfie.
You could say that. Yeah. You could say that because my selfies are very few and far between. So when they come up, they're somewhat striking. They have a tendency to be.
This has been Something from Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. To see more of Tommy's work, go to his Instagram account at Student of Light. To hear more Something from Nothing episodes, find the show on WKMS.org. Something from Nothing is a WKMS podcast produced by Chad Lampe and me. Look for a new episode next week. I'm Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.